this, Lord, we're so grateful we can start the day this morning with you. Start the day, our hope is to start ourselves right. Start the day with our abiding in your ways, in your presence, Lord. And so would you speak to us this morning that we would have open hearts and a receptive mind of how to receive your wisdom and also apply your truth. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so let's read from 16 to 21. He who oppresses the poor to make more for himself, or who gives to the rich, will only come to poverty. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, that they may be ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have taught you today, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge to make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may correctly answer him who sent you? Amen. Okay, so we started at verse 16, but it really is connected to verse 15. And in verse 15, it talks about what is foolish. It talks about the foolishness ways which a child has. And part of that foolishness would be, it says, verse 16, he who oppresses the poor to make more for himself, which is just messed up, right? It's the rich using their authority and power instead of using it for good, right? They're using it to take advantage of those who are weak. And that would be an example I shared, I think last week, where example, instead of might for right, this is might is right. And so you think, because I have this power and authority, it gives me the right to oppress those who doesn't. And that is foolish. What's also foolish is your generosity if you're just giving to the rich, right? That's foolish. And that happens, right? Maybe it's your friends, or like, you know, you see like, you know, wealthy people, they would like to also mingle with other wealthy people, show your generosity to wealthy people so that you gain their favor and they would be generous back. Hey, nothing wrong with being generous, right? Generosity, good. But the generosity that is really meaningful is the generosity that gives to those who are actually in need, the poor. That does something. And it says here, in fact, those who, in this instance, take advantage of the poor and only give to those who are rich, comes to poverty. And so I think when we understand wealth and poverty, it's not just monetary. It's also, you know, what happens in your life. In fact, you could make the case that oftentimes people who are very wealthy, people who are very famous, who have fame and seems like authority, they're not happy, right? I don't want to list names, but oftentimes it's like, why would anyone want to be famous, right? And fame often is associated with money, and oftentimes you're famous because you have a lot of money, but it's like, you're like, oh man, they just seem so sad. And my heart breaks for sometimes these celebrities to see where they're at. But that's what happens. If you're just focused on accumulating and taking advantage of yourself, then the implication is the blessing, the favor that the Lord has that can give you, He would withhold that, right? Now, verse 17, this is kind of like a new section, which is why I went to 21, because it's a section. It says, "Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and apply your mind to my knowledge." This is talking about God's wisdom. And the posture that we have to have, notice it's incline, not just hear. It's incline your ear. So you're like, what? You're like, basically, you're posturing, position yourself to really hear the word of God, to receive His wisdom. That's what you want. But more, very important, you hear it. Does it go in one ear, out the other? Or are you applying it? We need to apply it. Apply your mind to my knowledge. You receive God's wisdom. And part of that is you're pondering, how does it apply to my life? How does it apply to me? How does it resonate with me? It's not enough just to agree. And I can say one of my frustrations I have sometimes, and I have to be more patient and pastoral, is if I spend time with somebody and, like, you know, hours, a significant time, I'm sharing, like, wisdom, God's truth. I'm even helping them to apply it. It's very clear what the next direction is. And then right afterwards, and I don't think this is done intentionally, like, I walk by and they're talking to someone else and it's the exact same conversation. At least take what we've shared and add it to it, your conversation, like, you know, like there's more ideas and discovery and conviction, but it's like the same, it's like same with, like, hey, what do you think about, then it, I'm like, what was, I guess, and this is my patience, right? But my feeling is, what was the point of that? Like, it was such a waste of time. It was all just talk, right? And likewise, we need to not just listen, not just read the word, but really be able to apply it. Otherwise, it's also kind of like, what's the point, right? Now, verse 18, it says, regarding, and this whole section, it's just about God's wisdom. "For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, that they may be ready on your lips." And so, here's a thought. God's wisdom, His ways are pleasant. We need to remember, because oftentimes we think God's ways, His wisdom, it's right, but it's unpleasant. And so I'm begrudgingly gonna follow it. No, it's pleasant. And we have to remember that, right? Because if you don't remember that and you do it begrudgingly, the effect is oftentimes you're not gonna apply it to the very heart and core. And you're not going to experience the pleasantness. In fact, God's wisdom and word, it needs to be ready on your lips. That can only apply when you really take the word, absorb it, ready to apply it, understand how it fits into your circumstance, so that you're ready. GIC verse, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I have hidden your word in my heart." I forgot this. Oh man, I've hidden your word in my heart. Wow, there was like just a bunch of, what? Yes, so that may not sin against you. Thank you. But I stopped at the main part. I've hidden your word in my heart. In this case, that verse in Psalm is, the purpose is so that you might not sin. It's pleasant. Now, here in the proverb, what's the reason that you want to really keep this word ready on your lips? What is the purpose? Well, now, here the prophet explains why. Why is this so important? Verse 19, so that your trust may be in the Lord. That's why. I have taught you today, even you. So it's a now word. Not just like theoretical, it's and the result of living in God's wisdom is you get in trust. And the more you do it, the more you build up your trust in the Lord. And the second reason, in verse 21, well, first, verse 20, again, reiterating, have I not written to you excellent things of counsel and knowledge? Again, these are good things. The wisdom, you know, it's pleasant. It's good. It's not just rules. These are, he describes it as excellent things of counsel. These are like nuggets of gold. Again, why? Well, we just said for trust. So that you may trust. But also, verse 21, it says, to make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may correctly answer him who sent you. So it's not only about trust, it's also about knowing God. As you walk in the ways of God, you gain trust and you know him. Now here's a question. Based on this deduction, why wouldn't you walk in wisdom? Why wouldn't you walk according to the ways of God? I submit to you, possibly, it's because you don't trust God. You don't know him. Now, don't feel condemnation. Like, oh, I suck. This applies to all of us. Even I'm speaking to myself. Let it bring conviction. If you're aware of that, then start walking in God's wisdom. Could take a, let's go a little deeper. Why don't you trust God? So you need to ask these questions to yourself. And let me submit, it's because, okay, when are you really tested to walk in God's ways and to walk in his wisdom? It's not when things are necessarily good. It's when things are difficult. All those really tense moments in your life where you're filled with stress, dissatisfaction, pressure, in that moment, it's kind of a test. I mean, more so for you to reveal where you actually stand. And it's, yeah, you can say like, you know, I'll say to people, hey, you really need to surrender this, right? Because this is out of your control. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the next sentence that comes out of their mouth is a moment of, is like something of stress, right? So even your thoughts, how you think, and the reason, okay, let's say, why are we so unwilling to walk God's ways and really trust him? Well, there's an inherent distrust, but where did that distrust come from? There's always a reason, right? It came from sort of some disappointment. Maybe you've been disappointed. Maybe you experienced failure. Maybe you experienced rejection. And so what comes out of that is a distrust in the circumstances, and you have to respond in your own way. Maybe it's not to be completely honest. Maybe it's to lose your temper. Maybe it's, you know, not walking in the ways of God's wisdom. And where it comes from is just a bad experience. And so you need to deal with that experience. Shout out to inner healing, right? You got to go through inner healing with God. You got to wrestle these things with God. Let God peel the onion to really understand why you react the way you do. What is the source? And let God restore it. Because if you really walk in God's wisdom, you really trust and believe what he says, you would not be worried. You wouldn't be filled with worry. You would be so motivated by life. You wouldn't be lazy. You know, part of God's wisdom prior was like, oh, you know, you got to be diligent, disciplined. These things, the fruit, would come out. And that's how you would walk. So, I invite Grace up. And I think the point, especially in this section, is to encourage you to embrace and walk in God's wisdom. If maybe right now even you're going through a tough time, making choices and decisions, let me encourage you to walk God's way. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And so if you don't trust the Lord, and that happens, then you're going to discover your path, which is often a winding path, a path that can be complicated, distracting, stressful. And if you have to walk that path, I mean, bless you. I pray that from walking the path, it would bring actually, if anything, conviction to just walk God's path. And as you walk in God's path and he's faithful, that you would grow in trust and in the knowledge of who he is. And so let's just go before the Lord. I think maybe something we can do is just remember. I think sometimes that's what we forget to remember. Anytime I feel down, I go back. I look back into my life to when I was before Christian or when just moments in my life. And God has been faithful every step of the way. In those circumstances where I felt like it was hopeless, I was stuck, I didn't know I was going to overcome or pass this season, he's come through faithfully time and time again. And let your experience from those moments encourage you to continue to walk in God's ways. So let's just remember and take this time to worship.
Just a heart song singing out of tune. I remember the simplicity, just to feel you here was everything. Stand by your beauty. This is my fragrance broken on the floor. There's no motive, there's no hidden catch. He's my all and I don't want it back. Like a fragrance broken on the floor, may my worship be pure. Find me like a child.
Thanks, Grace. Let's gather at the front. If you could grab one chair as we make our circle.